This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Tomorrow is the deadline for Hollywood producers to register their movies for a new Oscar category, Best Animated Feature Film. This coming March will be the first time the Academy Awards have included that category. Among the probable contenders is DreamWorks box office hit Shrek.
I don't get it, Shrek. Why don't you just pull some of that ogre stuff on him? You know, throttle him, lay siege to his fortress, grind his bones to make your bread. You know, the whole ogre trip.
Oh, I know what. Maybe I could have decapitated an entire village and put their heads on a pike, gotten a knife, cut open their spleen, and drink their fluids.
As seen from this summer's hit movie, Shrek, Leonard Maltin of Entertainment Tonight wrote the book Of Mice and Magic, A History of American Animated Cartoons. He has a theory about why animators won their own Oscar category.
It first occurred to the Academy the year that Beauty and the Beast came out and seemed that year to be one of the best films of the year, and yet some of the Oscar voters were reluctant to put it alongside a live-action film. Well, can you really, you know, compare literally now apples and oranges? And that's when I think the seed was planted to perhaps honor animated films in their own category.
Well, now, there's a new kind of hybrid feature that we've seen a lot of. Roger Rabbit, Cats and Dogs, movies that have some live action and some animation built
in. Fortunately, I think this becomes then a rhetorical question because all those films are no good. So I don't think that'll ever be an issue. Well, it may someday be an issue. I mean, this year we had Final Fantasy, you know, which was a completely computer-generated film, though it had, you know, well-known actors like Alec Baldwin and Donald Sutherland doing the voices. But the faces were so blank and the eyes so hollow that, you know, there's an example of a film that, well, do you call it animation? I guess you do. Would it compete? No.
What about a film that has a few animated characters in it? Where does it fit? Is it an animated film or is it a live-action film?
Good question, especially since animation is now a technique that is employed to carry out a lot of special effects in films. I mean, some people would argue that the most recent Star Wars film was virtually an animated film. It certainly had some animated characters like Jar Jar Binks, and animation was used for a lot of the effects in that film. I think the intent of the Academy is clear, however, and I would be very surprised if the wording, if the language in the new bylaws wasn't equally clear that what they intend this to be is for a fully animated film.
So what do you think? Do you think animated films deserve their own category? Are they that good?
Well, as a lifelong animation fan and aficionado, I would say yes. And I think it's wonderful the Academy has chosen to recognize them. It's a category that couldn't have existed just 20 years ago or so because the Walt Disney Company was virtually the only one making animated films on a regular basis. Now there is a field.
What's your pick hit for the first film to win the new award?
Well, I think it's going to be a race between Monsters Incorporated and Shrek. Since Monsters Incorporated is just opening Friday, it's too early to tell what the overall reaction will be. I can't imagine it being anything but positive, having seen the film and enjoyed it very much. But Shrek has become the runaway hit. It's got to be called the front runner at this moment.
Leonard Maltin, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Leonard Maltin of Entertainment Tonight.